So Nimtza would come out that Zovin Utmeya Mesim Mishtalchem Chus L'machna Achas. Both of them would only be sent out from one machna. Like you know, Rashi says, they'll only both be sent out from machna Shechina, because both of them, a Zav and a Tumei Mesim, are mutar machna Yisrael. The Moram Sochem says, see if you're going to tell me that they did not have machna Leviya there, they only had machna Shechina, machna Yisrael, if so it comes out that the Zavin and a Zavin and a Tumei Mesim were both only sent out from machna Shechina, and they're both able to be a machna Yisrael. If so, the Atoram, or the Torah says, "V'lo yitamu es machnehim." You should not be mitama our machnis, which we darsh means to say, "Tein machne lezer or machne lezer." Give a special machne for each one of them. And like Rashi says, since the pasuk says, "V'lo yitamu es machnehim," so Rashi says, "Machnehim means shnei machnis mashma." Achas lechol zav, v'yachas lechol tomi nefesh, which each type of a tomi person has his own machne where he has to be sent to. So Elavadi, therefore, she says, Hevi machna leviya. Havada by Mishkan Shiloi, there was machna leviya there. And therefore, Mishtalchim Tmei Mesim, Vimachna Shechina, Umator Machna leviya. A Tomei Mes was allowed to be a machna leviya, just not in machna Shechina. Vizovin, Obalakriyan, Mishtalchim Chusla machna leviya. They were even sent out of machna leviya. Therefore, there was a difference between a Tomei Mes and a Tomei Zav. Oh, Malay Rava says, Elamai Machna Yisrael Hevi. What do you want to tell me if so? Then Machna Yisrael was not there. If so, Gemara you can still ask the question. Nimtzus and come out that Zovinu Mitzaroyin Mishtalchinu Mokamechot. That a Tomei Zav, which has to go out from Machna Shechina, Machna Leviya, and the Mitzaroyin, which has to usually go out of all three Machnas, here will be in the same place, since you say there's no Machna Yisrael, so once they both go out of Machna Leviya, then Mutarim is ever there. So here's the same question, another question you could ask. The Pasuk says, V'atayru Amro, Bodod Yeshiv, that a Mitzrayim has to go outside and be by himself, which is Mashma, Shalay Yeshiv Tomei Acharimai, no other Tomei should be with him. In other words, a Mitzrayim is Mishtaleach, Chutz Migimel Achmais, he's the only one, so usually he's supposed to be outside by himself. So how could you say by Shiloh there was no Machna Yisrael? If so, a Mitzrayim was only sent out of Machna Leviya. And the same thing with Zav, so that they could be together. So more so like this. Umay loy hoyu. What does it mean to say before? More so like this. El liyaylam kulat los avoy. Havagad pshat was that there were all three Machnas. At all times, Klal Yisrael had to have three Machnas. And therefore you have all the Ilchus Tumah, each one separately. If so, what does the Brayso mean to say before that there are only two machnos by Shiloi? Well, maloi hoye elishtei machnos. It means leklito. Just means leklito means like for the Ori Miklet. If somebody killed somebody the shogeg, there are only two machnos to be saved by. And like the Gemara says, machlaf mir seprufsem de ba midbar havoi. And the midbar, yes, there was the machna leviya, which was called, which saved the person to somebody, the shogeg, he went to the Machna Leviya. So Mor says, Mechlad v'midbar havoi kolto, Machna Leviya. If so, you want to tell me then, in the midbar, Machna Leviya was a klita. Mashenk, when it came into Eretz Yisrael by midbar, by Shiloim, then it was not anymore. So Mor says, in yes, that's takad alocha. For your time, you will learn like this, that the Pasuk says, v'samti l'chomokom, that you should set aside a place, means b'chayecho. Means even when Moshe is alive, he should set aside a city that would be an Ori Miklat. If somebody kills somebody, they'll be able to run there. Kill somebody b'shegeg, they'll be able to run there. Mokem, it's a santlucho, mokem v'dashin, mekaimcho. It means your place, and that your place is also considered an Ori Miklat. Means Machna Leviya, that was Moshe was called an Ori Miklat. Sheyonis Shama, Malameid, Shemegalim Bamidba. That in the midbar also, they used to flee, they used to have to run to the Ori Miklat. Leichem Goylin, where did they go to? Which machna was koylet in the midbar? Lemachna Leviya. That if somebody killed somebody, b'shegeg, in the midbar, he would run to the machna Leviya. So, that used to be in the midbar, that machna Leviya was the Ori Miklat. But now when they went into Eretz Yisrael, that was taken away. The Machna Leviyah was not Kulot anymore. So the Gemara says, Mikan Amav here was said over that the Ben Levi Shaharak, a Ben Levi that killed somebody, so even though he's living in the Yoram Leviyah, still Gerlo, Miplach Laplach, he has to let go, like from one city to another city. And Echanami, the Ori Leviyim were Koilit, but still he should go from one city to another city. V'yim Gerlo Lepolchoi, let's say he goes into his own city, where he lived anyway, Polcho Koltoi, and Echanami, he could be able to stay there, that since he's living in an Ori Miklat, in the Ori Levi, in the Machna Leviyah, that was Koilit in the Midbar. Whereas this talk is, even they went into Eretz Yisrael, that we went into Eretz Yisrael, all the Ori Leviyim were sitting like an Ori Miklat. So that's the law of a Ben Levi kill somebody b'shegeg. So if he wants to, he can go from one Ori Leviyim to another Ori Leviyim. But if he wants to, he can stay in his own city also. V'im gerl l'polchoi, meaning Rashi says, mishchuna l'shchuna, like from one block to another block, from one block to another block, that's also considered like he was gerl to an Ori Miklat. So therefore, just like in the Midbar, the Machna Leviyah was Kelet, who did an Eretz Yisrael, the Yoram Leviyim are also Kelet. So when it says, Micro, where's this Pasik? Om Rav Acha, Vred Raviko, it says, Ki B'ir Miklota Yoshav. That means he's living in the Ori Miklot, which we dash in Ir Shokotosek Far, a city that was already living there from before, meaning a Ben Levi that's living in an Ori Leviyim, if he kills somebody B'shegig, he does not have to run into another city, but he could just stay in the same city that he was living in from before. And this also is a Gemara we had in Makkah, the same thing, that even though usually when you kill B'shevi, you have to run to the Ori Miklat, but Ben Levi is living in his city is kelet for him, so if he wants to, he can stay in the same city, just go Mishchuna Lishchuna. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that the Baal of Gilgul, when they came into the Gilgul, means when they went over the Yarden, Bimei Yeshua, when they came to Gilgul, so at that time, that's 14 years, the Mishnah says, Hutra HaBamas, they're allowed to have their own Bamas. And the Mishnah says, the Kotcha Kedoshim, the Chom of Lim and Akloyim, and Kotchim Kalim, the Chom Akon. So the Kitsa, when they were living in Gilgul, they had both the Bama Gedela, that was the regular Mizbech that they had from the Mishkan, Mizbech and Achashish, which was there, and also it was Mutta to have a Bamas Yochid, a Bamas or Mutta. Samara says, turn around, word like this, call Nidor v'Nidov v'Yekor b'Bama, that any korban you could bring with her as a neder or a nadova, a korban oil, a korban shlomim, you could bring on your own private Bama, v'Yekor b'Bama. Shein Nidor v'Nidov, a korban that you cannot bring on your own, you cannot make a neder or a nadova to bring it, in other words, it has to be a korban chayva, ain't korban b'Bama, you're not allowed to bring it, b'zman heter b'Bamas. Mincha or Nizirus, craving the Bama. What about a regular mincha or a korban nizirus that he could bring on a Bama also? Give Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. And like Rashi said, that a nazir is also considered a nidr. You make a nidr to become a nazir. So therefore, the kabbonis of a nazir also you could bring on a Bama's yochid. And Echnami, a real korban chayva, you have to bring on a Bama's tzibur. But this is also considered a nidr v'nidov that you could bring on a Bama's yochid. The Chomar Nechom say, Leikorvu Yochid El Oilus Ustam Bovat. No, a Yochid to bring in his own private Bama could only bring a regular Korban Oilo or a Korban Shlomim. And Rashi says that the Chomar arguing and saying that a Yochid cannot bring a Korban Nazir on a Bama's Yochid. Says one Machlekesh Remain the Chomin. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda says, Kol Shat Sibur Va Yochid. Makrivim b'yoyimoyed sheva midbar, makrivim b'yoyimoyed sheva gilgul. Any korban that a tzibur and a yochid used to bring an oil moyed, so Rashi says it means hayno kol hakabanas kulam, the dorm and the dogas v'chayvois, any korban you want, you are allowed to bring on the bamas tzibur. That means all the kabanas used to bring in the mishkan, now even in Gilgul, you are allowed to bring in mishkan in the mizbech tzibur. Makrivim b'yoyimoyed sheva gilgul. Now, so, ma ben oyo moyed sheba midbar, le ben oyo moyed sheba gilgul, what's the difference? That oyo moyed sheba midbar, loy hoyo bomis motoris. Bishas, they had the mishkan in the midbar, there was no hat to have bomis. You cannot bring a private korban on your own bama. But during the Oyel Moed Shebe Gilgal, of his man had the Bama Gedolah in Gilgal, Hoyo Habamas Mutaris, that you were allowed to make your own private kabbonis on your own private Bama. Ubamosoi Shebresh Gagoi. And when they used to have their own private bamas, that they used to make Beresh Gagoi on top of their roof, on such a Bama is Lehoyo Makrevole Elo Elo Shlamim. That this much tribute also holds, like the Chachamim, that on a bomis yochid you only let it bring on Eilo or Shlamim. In other words, lafuki mincha and a korban aziris. This much he also argues on Rabbi Meir. So I'll call upon him, we have three shittas here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the bomis tzibur mamish had the same malacha like the Mishkan and the Midbar. That every single korban you wanted, you're allowed to bring on the bomis tzibur. And above Mr. Yochel, he holds that you could only bring an oil and a shlomim, not a mincha, and not a nazirus. Now, how does Rabbi Yehuda argue against Rabbi Meir, or against a chomim? The Chur, according to chomim, that an above Mr. Tzibur, you cannot bring any korban you want. An above Mr. Tzibur, you can only bring the chayvus of the Tzibur, or else the chayvus of the Yochid. But if the korban Yochid wanted to bring his own oil, or his own shlomim, according to Chomin, he had to bring a bedavka on a bamas yochid. He cannot bring it on a bamas tzibur. So according to Chomin, the bamas tzibur in Gilgal was different than the Mishkan and the Midbar. In the Mishkan and the Midbar, he could bring any korban you want, even a yochid. But when he came into Gilgal, then it depends. On the bamas tzibur, you could only bring either a korban tzibur, or else a chayva, a korban yochid of a chayva. But a korban yochid of a nedava, of a nidur, or a nedava, according to Chomim, it could only be brought upon a bama. And this Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no, that anything that was brought in the Mishkan, you were also able to bring on the bama gedolah and Gilgal. Meaning even a korban shlomim, even a nedir or a nedava, a yochid could also bring on a bama's tzibah. And Rabbi Meir, he also argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and holds that an abomis tzibur, a yochid cannot bring a neder and a dava. He can only bring an abomis yochid. So he argues and says that even a mincha, or even a naziris, a yochid can also bring upon a abomis yochid. That's the three shittas over here. So that was just Rabbi Yehuda's shitta. Now it ends off. The chacham, I mean, the chacham say they'll know that kol shehat tzibur makrivim biyoyim mayid, any korban tzibur that the tzibah brought in the Mishkan and the Yoyim Moed, Sheba Midbar, Makrivim, the Yoyim Moed, Sheba Gilgal, and Echnami, they're also able to bring in the Bama Gedela in Gilgal. But Vekan Vekan, Le Korvu Yochud, Elo Oilo Shlamim Buvat. That means Kan Vekan, Rashi says, means both in a Bama's Tzibar or in a Bama's Yochid, he's now in Gilgal, means Kan Vekan, Le Korvu Yochud, Elo Oilo Shlamim. That a yochid could only bring an oil or a shlamim, the churanat a korban chayva. So Rashi says the Gemara soon going to ask the question: if so, hainu tanakama, the chachamim li el nam yochid yarmi. They also say the same thing. The chachamim that the chachamim said before le korvu yochid el oil or shlamim, mashman nowhere, not even on a bamas tzibur, that cannot bring more than an oil or shlamim. So that this chacham over here that says that kan v'kan, both a bamas tzibur and a bamas yochid, that a yochid could only bring as oila ushlamim and not more. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af tzibur le hikrivu ela psachim," that even a tzibur only brought a korban pesach. Rashi says, "Rabbi Shimon polagakula." He argues on all of them. The kulas virulhu dien chilak le tzibur bein ban midbul agugul. Up until now, nobody said there was a difference for the chayvus tzibur between the bama, between the mishkan in the midbar and the bama gederla in Gilgal. The bama gederla. We have a Shimon on, yes, there's a difference that even for tzibur atzmon, the only thing they brought was a korban pesach, but otherwise they couldn't bring anything more than he could bring in a bama siyachit. Rashi says that avoloi par helam dover usoy avosachovim lekrivu lem the Gilgal. And Gilgal, even on the Bama Gedela, they did not bring the Chayvus of a Tzibur, only a Korban Pesach, Elip Sochim. The Chayvus Shekovu Lehem Zman, and also